This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 249NUTS to get 249 domain registration or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 159.
159.
Nina, my name is Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, sir. And we are coming off a ridiculous weekend of UFC action as Matt prepares to get into this business.
It was the longest day ever, by the way, on Saturday. Jesus Christ.
You had what? Swimming in the morning.
And I was up at 5:30 for swim meets, and then back home for fucking 1 o'clock barbecues and drinking all day.
Yep.
UFC at 9:30 on tape delay, so we could have my buddy blow shit up in the backyard.
That was pretty cool, right there. All those fireworks.
Yep.
Lots of fun.
Hell yeah.
Good times. But it was, man. It's like an armpit in Chicago right now.
It sucks tonight,
dude. Yeah, it's gonna get worse. It's
supposed to 90 rain. In the shade.
Yeah, sticky, humid, no breeze, just nasty Midwest summer. Kind of, what can you do? So, but it's gonna rain for like 4 days now. So,
stay inside, mow my lawn. You know, Three times a week instead of the two times. But
yep,
it's all good.
You do it twice a week?
Had to. This last week.
Okay. Wow.
All the rain.
Nice.
I'm growing vegetables inside my house. I gotta get a grow light now.
Because mushrooms?
Not yet. I'm gonna try those.
Vegetables.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yes.
Don't come raid me. But apparently I don't have enough sunlight in my house, so everything that started growing is, like, dying. So
oh, okay.
Get a grow light. Sure that won't attract any attention. Why is your electric bill so much higher?
Yeah, no kidding. Those lights draw a lot of power, especially if you have a lot of them.
Yeah. Mm. That's not delivering cancer on us right now either.
Those lights over there?
Yeah.
I don't know. They might be.
I got rid of all my cancer lights, too.
Did you? What'd you change to?
Just regular
normal light bulbs,
old school, that are very hard to find. You can't fucking buy them in the store.
Yeah. Those are the ones that last forever. They don't last forever. Bullshit. I bought those when I moved into my house, and they're all slowly going now. They're supposed to be like 10-year light bulbs. Mm-hmm. They've lasted like 5 or 6 years, and they're all busting out.
They're dangerous. Expensive. They're full of mercury.
Yeah. I just throw them in the garbage can and watch them go boom. I like it.
Those are fun, the big ones. If you throw those,
yeah,
it's like a fucking bomb going off.
They crack, yeah.
Fuck yeah. You throw those at, like, workers.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if you were to release, like, if you were to catch a bag of snakes, and you were to go to a sushi restaurant and open the back door and throw a bag of snakes in at the cooks,
mm-hmm.
They're not too happy about that.
Probably not.
They come chasing you with, like, big cleavers, and then you start throwing fluorescent lights at them to distract them.
Huh.
So you run like hell?
Something you might have done in your younger years.
Yeah, I'm very young, but I don't know. They're garter snakes. No danger.
Okay.
Just trying to have a little fun.
Yeah, maybe they could have cooked them up. A little sashimi.
They might have. Bag of snakes,
yeah.
Enjoy.
It's better than a bag of dicks.
So speaking of snakes and
yes,
spiders and all that kind of stuff.
Spider!
UFC 162. We're not even going to go with fucking news this week. We're getting right into
Forget it.
Shit.
There's only one news. The champ has been dethroned, and it's big news.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hmm.
Knockout of the night, Chris Weidman, obviously. Fight of the night, Edgar and Oliveira, and also Swanson and Dennis Seaver split. They both got it since there was no subs. Everybody gets $50,000.
It's a bonuses. Lot of monies.
Yep.
$250,000.
Yep, it's a lot of cashola.
The scores. You ready? So some people were picking you over me this week. Ingo, or let's see, I was 8-3. Ingo was 6-5. And the Magic 8 Ball was 9-2.
I get a lot of shit online. They're like, "Yeah, your fucking picks suck. You don't know shit." Well, my picks are on the internet. Where are your picks?
Yeah.
Okay, if you're so fucking smart, let's put your picks out there every goddamn time and see how good you do. Hindsight is 20/20.
It always is.
Yes.
So overall, I'm 121-66. Ingo is 107-80. The Magic 8 Ball is 126-61, wow. Picking at 67.4%.
That's crazy.
Bet on the Magic 8 Ball sometimes.
Yeah. you've learned anything, just bet on the eight ball and you can be rich.
Yes.
67%. That's pretty good.
Scary. So what do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk the Boach-Munoz fight.
What was your impression there?
Well, I was impressed. Munoz
looking like a beast again?
I thought he was going to gas out, but he never did. He looked like he's got his cardio back. Man, he's looking really tough from his ground and pound. I mean, he was putting it on, Boach. I thought he was going to finish that thing at some point, but Boach is really tough. Yeah. So I was impressed. I liked it.
I think Munoz said he jacked his hand up because he hit him so hard, so his hand might be...
Broke. Okay.
So we'll see what's going to go on with that. As far as, like, next fights, I don't have any for these guys. Do you have anything?
Yeah, like, from Munoz, what about your buddy? The Count, Michael the Bisping.
Maybe. I got
for the contender. You know, what's funny is, like, all these... Bisping was one of the first guys, like, oh, I want a fucking title shot. Chris Weidman, I'm coming for you. I love it how he, on Twitter.
Oh, Bisping?
Yeah, last night. So there was a lot of guys talking a lot of shit about it, but he was one of the only ones that was kind of like calling out Weidman right away. It's like, where were you at when Silva had the belt? You were all quiet right over there. It's kind of funny. You got to like Michael Bisping. He's funny. But I think those two should fight, and then the winner of that should take on the champ at the time if it's Silva or Weidman or some other person. Maybe.
Maybe.
What say you, sir?
I don't know. I got nothing for those guys.
Okay.
Don't move right along. So take that.
Moving on.
Right in the zone. Cub Swanson, Dennis Seaver.
Oh, brother.
What happened to Germany?
I don't know.
I think he's too beefy to carry the
cardio. He got tired, man. He got Swanson just, Jesus.
Well, he looked good the first round. Like yeah. I gave him first round for sure.
Yeah.
And then it looked like somewhere, I don't know, started the second, middle of the second, he starts gassing out. Cubs just landing more and more, and then by the third round, then he's just fucking dominating him, and he fucking knocks him out.
Yep. TKO.
Oh, just straight up TKO? Well, you're not going to go on
the... My question is this. Did you think that was let go slightly too long, possibly? Did the Herb let that go a little bit long?
I think it was spot on.
Okay. Seaver looked like he took a few extra shots.
Hey, maybe he's going to make a comeback. Ooh. Herb Dean is the king of letting him go.
When you're flailing around and not knowing where you are, I don't know. I guess Herb was right there. I mean, he's... Maybe he gave him the benefit of the doubt. Tough guy. It was a long fight. Near the end of the fight, wanted to let him kind of possibly recover. Mm-hmm. Maybe win. Who knows? But Seaver took a bad, bad beating in those last few seconds. Mm-hmm. He took a bunch of shots to the chin. So
well, I'll say Herb is no Kim Winslow, who looked like she had a little trouble stopping that Gonzaga-Herman fight, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they need to come in with a choke because Gonzaga didn't look like he wanted to stop, and she was like, come on, dude, come on.
Well, he's like 150 pounds heavier than her probably, yeah. So it's a big weight difference right there.
Or you need to give them a stun gun or something. You're done!
Just shoot him right down?
Hell okay. Yeah.
That's one way to do it. Maybe yeah, what about Gonzaga steps in for, was it Shane Del Rosario and knocks out Dave Herman and like, 15 seconds?
You know, he should be smoking the weed. I think that's the problem because he passed master. The drug test.
He did.
And it didn't help.
Yeah. Shame on you, sir.
That guy keeps getting knocked out, too.
He does.
He's getting cut?
Probably.
Probably.
Gonzaga's back, though. Napow!
Yeah. We'll see how long that lasts, though.
Okay.
So, back to this fight. So, next for Swanson... Frankie Edgar?
I'll buy that, yeah. I mean,
it's tough because you have what? You got Frankie, you got Lamas, and Swanson. Seaver's still in there, but I think him and Edgar probably make the most sense right now.
Yeah. I like it.
And then give Seaver, like, Dustin Poirier.
You can do that.
He's coming off a loss.
And you got that Irish guy, McGregor, that's in the mix now. Colin McGregor, yeah. Whatever it is. That guy, he's been making some headlines. They say he's the next coming of the Irish stars.
He's shipping up to Boston.
Oh, yes. There you go.
All good.
It's two music references we're going to get banned for.
What are you going to... What can you take from us that you haven't already
shut
taken?
Shut down our YouTube channel completely.
Fine. Whatever. I love YouTubes. They're the best.
I don't love them.
They own too much.
Suck a dick.
They're like Googles.
Yeah.
It's the same. It'll all work out. Let's move right along. It's the quickest show ever. We'll be done in 20. 20 we'll minutes in and out. Tim Kennedy, Hodger Gracie.
Hodgepodge.
Did Hodger not have the respect for Kennedy?
No, I just don't think he had the tools.
He didn't have the striking for him.
I picked him to win, but I was mistaken more than once on this card, obviously.
He got out wrestled. He got out grappled.
Yeah,
man.
It was pretty weird. I thought he had a good shot to do some damage in the first round with his grappling. And he had Kennedy like he had his back for a while there, but I think the cage was kind of in his way, and it didn't seem like he was in much of a hurry. And once Kennedy got some confidence built up and got past that initial first round, I think his stamina just took over, and Hodger just looked dead in the third. He looked like in the third round, like, just please kill me already.
Oh, me down. No. He's like grimacing. He was breathing so hard in that third.
Yeah. That's got to suck. When you got no stamina, it's got to be terrible. But, you know, Kennedy's a tough guy. We knew that coming in. I didn't think he had enough on the ground to give Hodger much game, but I was mistaken there, too. I mean, he's tough. He's definitely tough. So,
Ranger up.
I'd like to see him fight Brian Stann next.
Who?
Kennedy.
Sure. I'm good with that.
I'm a big fan of that matchup. Two big wrestlers, two military guys. I think it could draw.
That's right. USA versus
it's like
USA.
Army versus Navy.
It'd be like a civil war.
Marines. Army versus Marines.
North versus South.
Sure.
East versus West?
Yeah.
I got a good one for Hodger.
Okay.
Usmar, Paul Harris.
Oh, Jesus.
He's coming back from drug suspension in September.
Yeah, they're having a grappling match. That would be cool.
Why not? Let's throw it down.
Yeah.
Roger's going to get his fucking leg ripped off. Maybe.
I don't know.
So Kino's going to come in a little bit smaller, I'm guessing.
Well, when he's off the sauce?
Yep.
Possibly.
Elevated testosterone levels?
TRT, baby. For the win.
Just get your exemption. It's all legal.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Hey, the fight. I love it. This is one of my favorite fights of the card. I know you don't like Frankie Edgar, but I was excited. He was working, man. He was working.
I'm going to just like touch my eyeball right now.
The 1-2. Why are you touching your eyeball?
It's because I don't know.
That's weird.
It's weird.
Strange.
It's a fetish now, I guess, licking eyeballs.
Ew. That sounds
people are getting really
not very hygienic.
Diseased. Yeah.
Sounds like you could lose your eyeball. Your eyeball doesn't have any nerves in it, does it? So why would you want to lick someone's eyeball?
I don't know.
It's very strange.
Why would you want to lick someone's asshole?
I don't know. There's a lot of nerves in your asshole. So maybe, I don't know.
It's all about nerves.
That's where all the nerves are. This fight, man, I was surprised because I just really thought Frankie was going to do a little bit more on the ground, but he really wanted to play boxing, it seemed like.
Hey, did he win by decision?
Yes.
Shocker. Yep. Is there going to be an immediate rematch?
No.
Frankie Edgar, come on.
No.
Every time he fights, immediate rematch.
He won that fight, man.
I think fucking Oliveira got robbed.
Come on.
I can't say that with an honest face.
He took a lot of punishment in the exchanges, man.
He did. I don't know why he wanted to box so much with him. It wasn't working. You'd think he'd have the range and the fucking height, the reach advantage. Didn't use it. He got fucking outboxed and he got outmuscled. Every time Charles was going for the clinch, Frankie was having none of it.
Tossed him over,
like,
man.
Like, fuck you.
Nope.
And then I saw someone posted a gif of Frankie Edgar trying to throw the flying knee. He didn't quite get there. It was a couple steps too short because Oliveira, a little bit taller than him.
I think flying knees make sense if you're bigger than the guy or equally matched.
Yeah,
but if you're small,
it just
doesn't
have the hops for it.
Unless you're Michael Jordan or something, you can have like crazy elevation, but.
A 48-inch vertical or something. Yeah. Didn't quite work out.
Or a 65-inch vertical or a 90-inch vertical. Imagine if you had a 90-inch vertical. That'd be awesome.
You'd hurt yourself on the landing.
That'd
it's
awesome.
Scary when you start getting up that high.
Oh,
you start
yeah.
flying. Literally. Literally. So, next for these guys, do the Edgar Swanson?
No!
Who do you want?
I like Edgar versus Uriah Faber.
Gonna drop the 35?
What's that?
Edgar's gonna drop down?
No, I thought Faber's
gonna move up.
I thought Faber was talking about moving up. Isn't he moving up?
Well,
I could be wrong. Maybe I heard this incorrectly. I thought he was talking about moving to 145. Because he's I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Could be.
But I like
another opponent though.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm crazy. I'm crazy.
I don't know.
But I like your idea too.
Oh good. I feel like I need to drink more. This feels weird.
What?
The problem is that I haven't drank enough right now.
That's the problem.
It's been a long day.
You're too sober.
I took a nap for like an hour.
Did you? Yeah. I ran today, stupidly, in the heat. That was dumb. I almost died. I was like, why am I breathing so hard? It's 94 degrees outside. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I came in the house. The wife was like, you don't look good. I'm like, why? He goes, look at your face. I go look in the mirror. I'm red.
Wow.
Just flushed. I'm like, oh, that was a bad idea. But then I passed out for an hour. So I'm with you. I passed out too.
It's all good.
But I think the drinking last night is what did it.
Too much drinking.
It's too much booze.
And too much weird shit. Like trying all these different gluten-free ciders. Like, oh, try this one.
No reaction for you?
Good.
You didn't have any negative?
Good.
Okay.
Then that shitty cider that we drank. That was like
champagne.
A fucking champagne. I'd rather drink a sweet one than this shit.
You can invite that guy over again, though. He bought like two cases of alcohol and left 10 minutes, an hour later.
I don't know who he was. Like one of my wife's friends comes over, brings all his booze, and then fucking leaves.
He's out of here.
Like, holy shit, look at all this shit. All right, cool. Let's drink. Let's fucking drink.
Mm, interesting. Recently single, right?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. It's the wrong place to be, buddy, if you're trying to hook up. There's all married women with kids here.
Yeah,
it's
like a
right,
pregnant
not
woman.
Not the right place to be. Well, the pregnant woman was there. I mean,
maybe they could have hooked up. I don't know.
They get horny. Who knows? Who knows how that whole thing happened?
Right. Yeah. I'm not saying.
No.
I don't know. This is just fucking crash and burn right now. Crash and burn.
You were just saying you haven't drank enough. I was just trying to light it up for you.
Are we into the fight we really want to talk about? Let's just get
into it. Don't we have sponsors?
Go ahead. Sponsors!
Sponsors!
Deal it out, Eagle.
We have
let them know.
DefenseSoap.com. Where you can use code MMANUTS to get your 15% discount off your entire order. If you're just at the UFC Expo, they were out there. I saw some cool posts on their Facebook page, hanging out with fighters and things. And one of the best soaps in the business. In the business.
No bullshit.
Yes. I think you have eaten it on the show.
I will. I'll do it again. I'll fillet it up.
MMA nuts.
Grill it. What is grilled defense soap?
I don't know. This
like?
Sounds terrible.
Delicious. Now, get the hickory smoke chips. You grill that fucker.
Oh, my God. You know, it was good. It was those burgers you grilled up last night. Those were pretty good.
It was crazy. And that's like the Sam's Club special.
It's good. They were good, though. I was like, awesome. This is so good. And then that barbecue was bad news. It was those beans and pork that they brought over. I ate a whole bunch of it, and it was really good going in.
Like it's shredding on
like,
the way out.
Oh, today I'm like this.
What am I at the X Games? My asshole's
this is crazy.
Pulling off
light
shit
it on fire.
Be
oh my
off.
God. So yeah, it shouldn't smell the same going in as it comes out. So it should smell different. It didn't.
Like,
it was like,
my
it was
ass
like
bleeding.
Crazy. So it was good. And then also we have GoDaddy, where you can have a bunch of codes. This we're gonna
it's
get crazy.
Go fucking bananas.
249 nuts. 249 domain registration or transfer.
Sweet.
Code MMA nuts. 495 domain registration up to
Trace.
Thank you. And then go 32 off 6. To get 32% off your entire order, that's a hell of a deal. 32%, wow.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. You can be a current customer.
Okay, nice.
That's even better. You don't have to be a new one.
So if you're like, even if you're like doing your own hosting or whatever, you got like some kind of server you're renting, because those are a couple grand a year or whatever, you can save like 15, $400, man. $500.
$1,000.
Even like, yeah, exactly
what package
you're doing.
On.
Yeah, it's craziness.
All
and
about
then,
packages, BBC.
Last but not least, free 7, $4.com with free year of private registration. That's good. That's usually like a $15 kind of value right there.
Why not $3.99?
I don't know. That penny.
It's so psychological.
It seems car salesman-ish. GoDaddy's not like that. They're real. They're keeping it real, man. $4.
They're all about big titties.
Free 7.
Big titties for daddy.
And then we also have one last sponsor. It's, what is it? The
On it.
10% off supplements.
Still waiting for my goodie package.
Onnit.com/
awesome kettlebell.
MMA nuts. Onnit.com/ MMA nuts.
I'm just going to Photoshop in the kettlebell right now.
10% off. Okay. Supplements. Try them all. I have not tried anything, but I'm looking forward to trying some Alpha Brain. And
we'll do it on show.
Shroom Tech Sport.
See how fucking crazy
we
get.
That's going to be great.
Do a bunch of stuff on
just take all these supplements right
before
I go to bed. It's great.
Why is my dick hard and my fucking heart beating 180 per minute?
Yeah. Now, Shroom Tech Sports sounds interesting. What if I can go? What if I can do jujitsu and like I never get tired? I would buy bucket loads of that stuff.
Well, just get on the sauce. You won't get tired.
I can't do it. I want to, but Caprita will hate me.
Why? He's a medical necessity.
Anti-steroids.
He's also anti-weed.
Yes. That is a problem.
He's anti-everything.
Well.
Is he anti-fun?
No, he's a fun guy.
He's a good guy.
He's crazy. He can be one of the funniest people, and once he gets going, but he has a temper that you don't see rarely. He does have one.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny. He's got
what gets him worked up?
I don't know, but he gets going sometimes, and he can and he likes to mess with the kids too, because now we got kids in our class.
Yeah.
And then the other day, no one knew if he was serious or joking, and then he started laughing because he's like, you paying attention in the middle of his like technique? He's like, you paying attention? He's like, oh, you want to laugh at me? You think that's funny? And then he stands up. Oh, that's really funny, isn't it? And the kid's like, huh, huh. He goes, you notice I'm not laughing? And the kid's like, then he started getting real nervous. He's like a 10-year-old kid or whatever. He goes, I'm just kidding. It's kind of like, he's crazy, but yeah.
Good way to
get. He does not like the weed, and he does not like the steroids. Or he doesn't drink either. It's weird. What does he do
like
for
vitamins?
Fun? No, he doesn't take supplements. I don't know. What does he do for fun? I think he, that's interesting. I don't know what he does. He jerks off, just spanks it.
The habitual masturbator.
I don't know, man. That's funny. He has no, like, he doesn't seem, he has vices. He must have one. I don't know. What
heroin.
He's like, heroin.
He's the heroin king of the fucking Midwest suburbs. No one knows. I don't know. Anyways.
So let's talk about what you really came
before
for.
We dig it down any deeper, so.
Spider versus Chris Weidman in perhaps the most strange, weird, you know.
I gotta rub my eyes
8 minutes
out.
Or whatever it was. Oh, how long did it go for? I don't even know. Did it go 8 minutes?
Yeah, about that. Sounds about right.
No, 7 minutes and 18 seconds.
Let me just say, it was probably the most satisfying KO I've ever seen. I was so hungry for it. I wanted it, and then it delivered.
I know. You guys were all going crazy.
Why were you not going crazy, though?
The thing is this. I didn't realize it last night because I didn't have the words for it, but I'm not an Anderson Silva fan. I've not been an Anderson Silva fan. I'm still not really an Anderson Silva fan, but I feel like for the first time ever, I finally understand Anderson Silva, and it was because of what happened last night. Here's a guy who has been winning his entire career. He's done it in so many different ways. He's done it by being an asshole. He's done it by being so good, knocking people out. He's done it by just destroying people. He's done it every which way but loose. And now he has chosen to lose in a fashion, on purpose, I believe, that no one else could possibly lose in this respect. It's like he came into this fight wanting to lose. I really believe, and Dave Walsh, one of the writers for our website, wrote an article for Middle Easy, and we kind of talked a little bit about this today. I kind of agree with a lot of what he thought. He said, like, Bruce Lee was like this in the beginning, too. Bruce Lee was just so confident in himself and so good at what he was doing that he was just almost to the point of being cocky. And Anderson Silva is that way where he just, I don't know, man, the guy just, he just went out there and he does his thing. And I was saying it during the fight, like, I was telling Keith I was like, he's just trying to get Weidman to play his game because you look at it as like he's an asshole, but it worked. Weidman didn't go for one takedown in that second round because in the first round, Weidman took him down and pretty much pounded the shit out of him.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. He was hitting him hard when he was on the ground. It wasn't like a pitter-patter, like, fuck.
Yep.
I rewatched it today, and he hit him solid with those shots. And then went for that weird fucking like knee bar.
Well, you were mad about that, but my thought is on that. Think about confidence that Weidman has in his grappling game. He's like, I'm in a dominant position, but I can submit this guy. I'm going. Why would you possibly go for something crazy like that if you didn't think you could get it? I mean, that's how confident this kid is in his grappling ability. And I think Silva knew that going in between the rounds. And he was like, I'm going to start my crazy shit. And we had talked about this before we started taping. A lot of guys do the 1-2 in MMA. Yeah. And I think Silva was like, you know, that's how he always looks like he's in the Matrix because he's like ready for the 1-2. But Weidman was throwing double up punches. Left, left, right, right. And Silva, you know, should have went left, and he went right, and then he caught that hook to the chin and lights out. You know, I don't think he was faking being knocked out. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't think he came last night to win. I really don't. Given his post-fight speech, how calm he was about everything, how in the press conference he was rolling his eyes when Dana was talking about a rematch. Did you catch that? He seemed so disinterested in just anything UFC related. I think the guy's done. I think he just does not want any part of it anymore.
I think he also just overlooked Weidman. I think he could just coast through. And,
yeah, maybe.
You know, he didn't really sell the fight at all. Nope. Weidman was the guy out there promoting it all. It was almost like, what, Anderson's going to show up and then just, I'm going to do what I normally do, knock another fool out, you know, and move along. But
yep. Not last night.
You know, he's trying all this fucking bullshit. And, yes, he was fucking disrespecting him. I don't give a fuck what Dana wants to say or anybody else.
Yep.
He's doing that bullshit in the cage.
Don't like it, huh?
Like, come on. Let's fucking stand. Like, it's Nick Diaz now for shit. You might as well went with two middle fingers and, like, grab the flag and wipe your ass with it.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck. I respect, you know, the fans and I respect everybody. But he didn't respect him. It started because he didn't even want to touch gloves with Chris at the beginning. Chris sticks his glove out and he's like, okay, like, guess we're not going to touch gloves.
He bowed.
So, fuck that guy. No, he totally disrespected him during the fight. And then with his hands on his waist, I mean, just keep it trying to dodge and didn't work out for him, man.
No.
And the one thing that I miss getting to hear, because he didn't have Matt Serra in his corner, so you didn't get the body, body, head. And when I rewatched it, he was doing the body, body, head when he had him down. Or, breathe. Come on, Matt Serra.
Well, Ray Longo told him to not take it to the ground in the second round, too, in between rounds. If you Google it, you can Google, like, Ray Longo.
Yeah.
There's a little, like, 10-second clip of him talking to Chris. He's like, you hit him in the chest. He's like, don't fucking take this guy down. You hit him in the chest. And it was like, they were confident in his stand-up, even, I think. They thought, I swear, they studied something about Anderson Silva, and they figured out something that other people didn't pick up on before with his whole head moving, the way he, like, gets. Because I think in boxing, like, a lot of guys don't do that. Like, a lot of boxing is, you know, remember Tyson was always, like, hook, uppercut with the same hand, or, like, he would. Where in MMA, guys always do the jab, or this is like a straight right hook or uppercut. It's never like boom and then boom. It's always like there's always left, right. So if you get used to that timing, you know, that's how Silva always looks so.
Well, Weidman, his defense was pretty good standing, too, because he's the one who was probably slipping more than Anderson.
He was.
And he looked faster than Anderson.
I thought so too. It's all weird to me, man.
I don't know, man.
It's all weird. Anderson comes in a pound lighter than normal. He doesn't promote the fight. And he's talking to Ariel Helwani during the one of the press conferences in the during between the weigh-ins and the fight about how he just wants to retire. Ideally, he would like to see Weidman win the championship. He thinks that's how it's going to go, and that's how it happened.
Well, yeah. How about letting him hold the belt when they were doing, like,
it's all weird. I don't understand. And then
like he was passing the torch?
Maybe. Is it possible the guy's just tired? I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, we go, 7 years and 17 fights that you haven't lost. It's got to be hard to keep the fucking motivation up.
Yep. Or, you know, maybe for a guy like him who's, I don't know, you can't say Jordan ever probably felt that, but for a guy like Silva, who's a master of his respective art form, maybe he just wanted to feel like what it was like to lose. Maybe that's something he needed.
Taste it.
To put maybe he's not going to quit. Maybe he wanted to feel defeat so that he could elevate himself for the next 4 or 5 years where he's going to fight those 10 fights to like a whole nother level because now he's going to be hungry again.
He's going to be on a juice. Fucking TRT, baby. I think that makes a case for it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think he said he's going to take 3 or 4 months to think about things. So,
yeah, and how about Dana White with the immediate rematch for Anderson?
I don't like it.
Fucking garbage.
I don't think they should do it. I think there's plenty more. Vitor wants to fight Chris Weidman.
I like that fight a lot.
I like it a lot. And then they could do. And then there's rumors that Machida is coming down. Maybe that's the whole big weird. There's a weird like conspiracy thing happening where they think Silva wants to retire because Machida wants to come down to 85, and they don't want to fight each other because they're friends. And so it's like he's already made all this money. You know, maybe he can fight like these. like a BJ Penn kind of, or like a super fight. You know, I think the John Jones thing is now gone.
All of those are gone.
GSP's gone. But I wouldn't mind seeing him fight somebody, you know, interesting.
Yeah, I know who I want him to fight.
Who?
Michael Bisping! Anderson Silva!
Still.
Come on! Pride rules.
You can't have him fight Bisping after he just loses.
Why not? He's still ranked number one.
The weird thing is there, if you go to the UFC website on Sunday night, did you see that?
Yeah.
They have him Anderson listed as champ and Weidman as the interim champ.
It's bullshit.
You think it's because of the drug test?
That's what they're saying.
Is that?
I would put him as a champion. What, is he going to fail? How epic will that be, though?
If he fails the drug test?
He fails the drug test, and then Anderson Silva is still...
I don't want to wish that kind of karma on the kid. That would be terrible. I hope that doesn't happen. Chris, please don't pee hot. So.
Yeah. How about this? Born in the USA!
They played that after, yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Then get the flag on his shoulders!
Yeah. But didn't you think it was weird? Like, Chris didn't have really much emotion. He was real, like, just seemed... It's all weird. The whole thing is weird. Everything is...
This is like a dream.
I don't know, man. I think I'd be going bananas if I won the crying or, I don't know, something. They're both, like, so...
And we got even... What about the kiss at the fucking weigh-in? We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, the puckered lips.
Maybe Weidman just sucked all his aura out right there.
Like that Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. He just stole his soul.
It could be. Or Anderson passed it on.
Could be.
Maybe Anderson was infested by aliens and now the alien is in Weidman.
That's right.
You will not be defeated.
So credit to Weidman. I think it was his skills and not Anderson Silva's bullshit that won.
Oh, he looked good. I thought he looked great. I mean, you can't fault the guy. I'm just saying... Anderson doesn't clown around. Maybe in that second round, things would have been different. I don't know. Would have liked to see a real fight instead of that nonsense. But
would have been the same.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
All I know is I bet $116.43 on Chris Weidman.
And you win.
And I won $232.86.
Yeah. It was a 2-1?
Yeah, he was like plus 240 or something. And in whatever fake money that is. I can even withdraw it, but... Oh, good. So, let's see what happens here. Yeah, I think Anderson just needs to take time off and
evaluate 6 months to a year.
Because didn't it sound like he was going to retire?
It did, like, but he never officially said he was. Because Rogan seemed confused too. He was like, "So are you saying you're retiring?" He goes, "No, I'm still going to fight, but I don't want to go for the belt." And that doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. How do you?
Yeah, why don't you want the belt anymore?
I don't know.
Then why didn't you just fight John Jones when you had the opportunity?
But the thing about Silva is, and I think, you know, I don't think he's a dumb guy. I think he's just, to be that good physically, you have to be mentally intelligent, I think, as well. So I think somehow in his brain, he's got some kind of idea of how this shit's going to work out. And maybe we just can't understand what he's trying to do. There's some level of genius in that guy. And as much as I can't stand him, I really understand, I think, the guy a little bit better after last night. I just feel like somehow I've, like, figured him out. And
did you, like, mind melt?
I don't know, man. I just came to me today. I was reading online the internet, like, on the crapper. I'm like, aha! I got it.
Did you have an epiphany?
I did. I was like, I got it. He's just, I don't know. We'll see. Time always tells. Well, BJ retired, you know.
How about Nick Diaz versus Anderson Silva?
Diaz did contact Dana White, said his girlfriend broke up with him, he wants to fight now. So
85, yeah. Fuck it.
There's a story going around that he called Dana like 2 days ago and was like, I can't get a room in Vegas, it's all booked, can you hook me up? and then he never came.
Dana gets him the room and then he fucking doesn't show. Shocker. Like, and Dana's like, is that guy just fucking with me or what? Fuck.
That's awesome.
Probably.
It's a prick to the end.
Yeah, he is.
That's all good, though. At least you know what you're going to get.
Big bong rips.
Yeah.
Fucking two.
You told me about that. I still have to watch that.
Yeah.
Craziness.
All right, let's move
Anyways,
right along.
Time for Ask the Nuts.
You know it. Ask the Nuts. Ryan Smith asked, who do you guys like next for Gabriel Gonzaga? And thoughts on Josh Thompson versus Anthony Pettis for 160?
Is that official?
No. Just like a potential matchup. Oh, for Pettis, he's get a fucking title shot. I don't think he should fight anybody else. And I'm okay to give him one at 155 or 145. I think he's been probably one of the guys that's been most fucked, like, trying to get his title shot. So I think either weight class, he should get one.
Okay, I'm with you.
And then what do you see next for, like, a guy like
Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Did he already fight Ryan Nelson?
I don't think he did. No, he fought Brendan Schaub. I could probably look it up.
I'd like to see him do, like, another grappler. Because I want to see some jiu-jitsu versus jiu-jitsu.
Verdum? I mean, that's a step down for Verdum.
Yeah. No, that's too much too soon. Verdum's, like, right there at a title shot. No.
I know.
Yeah.
He can't come down and do that. No, that's but I'm just trying to think, like, Big Nog. Is
Stefan Struve.
Would Big Nog even fight him?
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe.
That might be a good pace, but I don't want to see Big Nog get hurt.
No.
I think he needs to not hang him up, but he needs to get on the sauce.
I've always liked Gonzaga. I felt like he got a bum deal when he, was it Carwin that blew him up, right? Is that what happened?
I'm so out of it.
Yeah, I think it was Carwin.
Whatever you say.
I'm pretty sure it was Carwin. So, because he dropped Shane, and then Shane got up or something and fucking blew his lights out against the cage, if I remember correctly. If my memory serves, I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, why not? Give him another big-time grappler at heavyweight. I'd like to see it.
Done. Maybe Hodger Gracie move up?
No.
That's a major weight difference.
Yeah.
Well, he may have had a trouble cutting the weight. So. All right, Rodrigo Machado asks, Rousey versus Tate 2 was announced for UFC 168. Do you guys care, or do you guys think that it's going to suck?
168 is when? And it's late, isn't it?
Sometime, yep.
It's like in December or something?
Sounds good.
November. I don't know. What do I know? I think it'll go the same way it went the first time.
Broken armbar.
Well, maybe broken not arm, broken, arm but bar. I mean, I don't see what's going to be different. Tate can bring it, but the problem is in order she's shorter, so like in order to get close, she's got to hit her, she got to get close, and then when you get close, she gets grabbed and gets tossed and hits the ground. It's a big problem. So well,
what if they based it on the body issue? Like, who looked better?
I don't know. I only saw the one photo of Tate.
She looked better.
Did she? I only saw the one. Is there more?
I just saw that one.
Okay.
I think they're just probably just that one.
Rousey's just more hefty. Got more girth.
Girth is fun, though.
Yeah.
Depends. There's a point where it's too much.
I'm interested in this Ultimate Fighter thing. When is that starting? Soon?
I don't know.
I want to see how they play this out with double teams and...
What?
Women and men.
Oh, man.
Double teaming.
Moving right along. Robert Lilly asks, does a part of you think Silva dropped the belt to move on to other things, i.e. super fights or Roy Jones?
Yeah, they said that Roy Jones thing is not off the table. So
still on.
Yeah. I don't know what I guess if they're trying to go after money, I don't know how boxing melding with MMA would really make much sense, but I don't know. There's money to be made.
Why not? Then make it. Fuck it. All right, Ronald Martineau has a long fucking question, and I don't know how I'm going to read this. He just says, I have a bone to pick with you guys. Normally a big fan of the show, but you guys seem biased against Weidman. Why, even after defeating Anderson, are you guys bashing him? And he's talking about an article that we released. And guess what? We are two guys that do a show, and we also own a website. And we also have writers for said website. So
we're two guys?
We are.
Thank God.
Sometimes. Sometimes I'm a woman. But sometimes I'm a guy. Most of the time I'm a guy.
Okay.
But so if you don't hear it come out of my mouth or Ingo's mouth, it's not us. The website is almost like its own thing, right?
True. Yeah, well, we have several people writing, yeah. And they all have opinions, which is why we...
That's why we want them.
Yes, because opinions are good. And we hope that you guys will challenge their views and be respectful, yet, you know...
Yeah, just be respectful.
Grill them on their you know, be feel free to argue and whatever. Just be respectful, please. But
or take a dick.
Yeah, I mean, I read the articles that you're talking about, so I don't necessarily agree or disagree all the time with what some of the guys write, but it always gets me thinking, which is what I like. So was he worried about?
Oh, he's got a question, so here he goes. Okay. My question, I suppose, if Anderson did his usual bob, weave, duck, bait, hands down the counter, and KO'd Weidman like he did Forrest Griffin, would it still have been stupid of Anderson? A big issue I'm having here is that if Anderson won using that method, he'd be called a genius and the greatest fighter of all time and whatnot. but because Anderson's usual tactics and strategy plan was not effective against Weidman, Anderson lost the fight for himself. And what do you think?
Well, you could, like, it's always hindsight, you know, 20/20. You're a genius if you pull it off, and you're an idiot if you don't. So many, many things people have tried, many crazy things that people have said they're dumb for. If they kill themselves, you're an idiot. If you do something that no one's ever done and you end up in some kind of record book, then you're amazing. So that's just how it is. Everybody, this is, you know, criticism to the end.
Done.
Unfortunately.
Yep. Ryan Mew says, amazing show, guys. Thanks, Matt, for always pronouncing my last name correctly. I think I'm going to fuck it up now.
Moo.
Mew. Anyway. Now, how long do you guys give Silva before he says, I want my fucking belt back, bitch?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I'd say the good rule of thumb is never take a fighter's words within the first 24 hours after he won or lost. But that being said, he did sound burnt out. So, 6 months is my guess.
He needs time off.
I think he does.
He is burnt like a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Alan Weir has a question. He says, is Chris Lieben done? I used to love watch him fight. And then a follow-up, will you guys change your mind about the smaller weight classes after two great fights? Thanks and love the show.
I didn't see the Lieben fight. So, I saw the split decision statistic, but I don't know if he looked good or bad. I'm not sure.
From what I didn't see it. From what I read, it looked like he's not doing well.
He's always had mental issues as far as keeping himself on focus. So it's hard to know with that guy if it's an athletic problem or if.
But I think it's a nickname problem.
Yeah.
I think he needs to go back to Cat Smash. Smash. Or yeah. The crippler.
The crippler, yeah.
But is he now? Is he the crippler? But maybe the cat crippler. Maybe he needs to cripple some cats.
Crippler.
You see him fucking smashing cats?
But he was never really that skilled. He was always like a brawler who could take a good punch.
Yeah.
And that catches up with you at some point. And if you start running into guys that are technical, maybe you don't look as hot. You know, I don't know. It's, who knows? I don't know.
It's all good. Smaller weight classes. Yeah, the 145s are growing on me a little bit as long as people get finished. That's always been my biggest issue. The 25s, no, I can't get in. 35s, I don't know. It's a speed thing and finishing. If people are finishing and my slow brain can keep up with their fast movement,
yeah,
I'm more in tune, but I'm always a sucker for fucking heavyweight fights.
Knockouts?
Yeah, as long as they can get it done in the first round because, you know, that's the other draw or the problem with the spectrum is you go all the way up and sometimes these fools after one round are fucking gassed out and then you get two rounds of shit. So,
yes,
it's a trade-off each way. Andrew M. asks, Xbox One or PS4?
Xbox! There's a lot. Dude, you guys. First of
you
all,
you better do your research on consoles. What the fuck are you talking about?
I know we have a beer.
Nintendo way, you.
We have a beer drinking MMA show, but I'm not a retard. I'm
what?
Actually,
I
have an engineering degree.
I am walking
degree.
Off the show now, Ingo.
I have an engineering degree, and I understand the difference in technology and what Microsoft is doing and PlayStation is doing. So yes, I've done my research.
Blasphemous.
That being said, I'm still in the Microsoft camp. I think they're going to do way better in the long term. I love the Xbox. I love the online component. I've played the PlayStation. It's a good console, but I don't play consoles to play by myself. Okay? That's what the internet's for.
I do.
So I want to play online with other people, and Xbox makes it easy. I'm not that worried about the camera. So Xbox for me.
Neo Geo!
TurboGrafx 16?
There's probably still one around. That you could play 8 players on that fucker.
I remember.
We used to play Bomberman.
It's
8
crazy.
Players.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
They had that Slaughterhouse or whatever that game was.
That game
that's coming,
sucked.
That's coming back.
Did you ever play that in the arcade?
Yes.
The motherfuckers that built that one, I'm going to go into video game design now, so take that.
Okay.
The incline on that was like this. So your wrist would be so torqued playing. So after like the first level of mauling everyone, your fucking wrist is torqued because they made it at the wrong angle.
I think that was the key. Get you to fatigue and
like
your quarters.
Yeah. Like, oh, now I'm going to a right-hand crossover.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Someone had one other question to close it out. Michael Gallagher is going to close it out. I'd like to know your thoughts on whether or not you think Anderson Silva will play with your dick if you ask right.
Really? That's a question?
Damn right!
First of all, I wouldn't want him to. Second of all...
Why? I hear he has very soft hands. Lips.
Soft lips. I don't know, man. That's a weird question. What the fuck?
Saying he might go that way. Okay. Maybe that was his way of coming out, was to go out in dramatic fashion. Gay?
He's starting up a gay combat sports league. Where
you have to all gay speedos. All day, baby.
Okay.
Saying that's it.
Alright.
Should have down there might have been other questions. No, I wanna say if you ask a question about who should fight who next, I'm not gonna ask it, but we usually cover that in other stuff. And I don't wanna preview any fights, too, if someone's asked, what do you think about so-and-so-and-so-and-so.
You can send that
we'll
to
hit it at some time.
Department of Redundancy Department at gmail.com.
Yeah. Google rules. Anyway, got any knowledge? Where are we at? I'm looking at them.
Knowledge? No. Hey, check out The Walking Dead 400 Days download. Pretty awesome. I'm almost done with it. It's as good as the first five seasons or whatever episodes that were out. You still need to play that.
I don't like scary
don't
shit.
Don't be scared, man. It's not scary.
Unless I have a gun. Do
it's
I have
just
guns?
Good. Other, you have all kinds of stuff.
Then I'm fucked
they
up.
Put you, they put you in crazy situations. Play with the lights down. You know, get yourself in a good mode.
Oh, I heard that wrong.
Be scary.
Play with the lights down.
With the lights down. 400 Days, pretty badass. And then the new season of Top Gear starts, I think, tomorrow.
I still haven't checked that out.
Love
yet.
It.
I checked that out.
Jeremy Clarkson and gang. If you have Netflix, like I said, there's 18 seasons of, like, 96
episodes.
Was
that 18 years
No, I think the earliest one they have is from, like, 2002, maybe, which is weird to go back and look at some of the cars that were, like, popular back then and just strange. But they're not always like, here's a new car, here's what, it's just weird, hard to describe. It's not a dry car show, so if you haven't checked it out, it's worth your time, but looking forward to that.
Henry Whitaker, I missed your questions. Get you next time. Sorry. Guy keeps asking stuff, and I keep forgetting it.
You don't want to ask it now?
No.
Okay. Thumbs down. Any knowledge from you?
That. I just say getting older sucks because I had to take my oldest daughter to the fucking doctor. All about fucking doctor stories.
Here we go.
This is uncomfortable. So, like, she's about to get into sixth grade, and the doctor asks her, so... have you had your first menstrual cycle or your period yet? Like, oh my god, what am I getting roped into here? And I denied this shot. No more vaccinations for
really?
Us. Yeah.
Can you still go to school without those?
He said it's going to be a bit of a challenge, and if you want to prevent them from harassing your kid, you got to take a religious exemption for it. And that's what I read online.
So, what religion are you practicing?
You don't have to tell them. I want a religious exemption. No more vaccination.
The doctor wasn't against you not taking shots?
No, he was just asking why. I said, hey, we're just trying to lead a more natural lifestyle. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Which is different than, like, the dentist and telling them you don't, well, it was the, whatever, the dental assistants when you say, I don't want my kids to get the fluoride treatment. What? You know it prevents cavities?
Yes, I know.
I actually want my kids to have more cavities. That's why I'm also requesting to not have the x-rays for their heads. So I can just fill their teeth full of goodness and cavities.
Yeah.
In fact, can you just give them cavities so I can watch them get drilled? Actually, don't even use Novocaine on them. Just fucking go at it. Just drill in those fucking teeth. Yeah. I'm a masochist.
Yeah, we spread out the shots for our kids. But we didn't do without them. I don't know. I'm on the fence about the whole thing. I feel like spreading it out is a good idea. I'm not sure. I'm not sold on not doing it at all. But I'm
going
also
for it.
It's so much. The big one right now is that HPV.
Don't do that one for
we're
sure.
We're definitely not doing that. You know, we just had a daughter and no plan to do that at this point. Maybe in 10, 15 years when if they've done research and there's evidence that shows that it totally prevents it or something, I'd consider it. But right now, it seems like it's so sketchy. It's weird.
It is. It's all just a money-making system. Because I also look at, too, like when we were kids, and even when our parents were kids, like the amount of vaccinations and schedules. I don't even know if it's like times 5, times 10. But
yeah.
you think of what we had as children and what our kids are having now, like they're
way
just
way more. It's,
and we're fine.
I don't remember get. I remember getting like a couple of shots.
Like yeah, it's not like
a tetanus shot a couple times, and then maybe like a few vaccinations. Nothing crazy, and then nothing after like fifth or sixth grade, really, that I recall. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's too much.
I think adults are fine. Adults supposed to get vaccines? No.
Well, they keep trying to pawn that flu shot on everybody.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
No way.
They're trying to get you.
No.
Trying to pump you full of stuff.
Yep. In more ways than one.
That's all I'm saying. Hey!
On that note.
Take loads.
We'll let
that
go.
That's all I'm saying. Take mad loads.
Hey, good news.
In the ass.
We should have Matt Brown on the show coming up in the next week or two.
Oh, we might have just jinxed.
It'd be cool. Hopefully.
We upgraded the studio, so we should have no technical difficulties.
Yes.
And we have a backup plan, so.
We do?
Yeah.
What's our backup plan?
A telephone.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember? Oh, we got two ways to get a hold of us now. If Skype doesn't work, just straight up call in. I'm sure we'll have that figured out by Thursday.
Yes. We got to do a couple things this week. Get the test.
That's right. More sponsors on the way. We're fucking making it happen.
Yeah. Contest. New website coming. Stay tuned.
It'll be epic. It'll be so. We should put up one that's so confusing to use. You don't know what the fucking heads are.
Check out our new website,
there it is, bitch.
It's awesome.
The fuck, can we make it upside down or something?
Yeah.
Crazy, like, oh fuck, your site's upside down.
Or mirrored.
Put it in Portuguese. Actually, they probably do well in Portuguese.
Probably.
A lot of Brazilian
fans.
We love everybody.
You guys were asking us where's our huge influx of fans coming from. First of all, Facebook somehow has just been blowing up, but. The big thing is somehow we've caught on in Brazil. It's like, I don't know what's going on, but we're not complaining.
I love Anderson Silva.
Yes. Brazil. Well, I think the Brazilians are not the hugest fan of him.
I heard a lot of them cried.
When they lost?
Yeah.
Well, don't cry.
It's like the day the music died.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Miss Brazilian pie.
Brazilian pie.
Bye-bye, Miss Brazilian wax. The round, shapely buttocks. Brazilian waxes.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. Shut all right. It down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffiths.
We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah.